Well, Chris, all right, and I'm just going to talk about the New Romantic scene in the 80s in Leeds. It was a big scene. Started off at the Blitz, which was in Covent Garden in London. It started off sort of 1980, and it was a club where people would go and they could dress how they wanted without actually being harassed. And the new wave, new sound were coming out, so it was quite good. So in Leeds, the sort of copy of that, or the twin, was the Warehouse on Somers Street. And on a Friday night, that's where the New Romantic group, as I could say, the New Romantic scene went. It was quite popular because it were, again, somewhere where you could go without getting harassed. If you dressed quite outrageously, you'd get into the club, and it was discretion of the bouncers whether you were all right to go in or not. And the music were there, and it was, a variation, Ultravox, Depeche, Classics Nouveau, Human League, all the sort of bands that were coming up that weren't actually big, but they were getting there. Warehouse were an interesting place. We had a bar in the middle of the dance floor, then you'd have your stage, and then there'd be this staircase which if you had the latest outfit on, or you designed your latest outfit, you'd go up the staircase to turn right to go towards the cocktail bar. But generally, a lot of the time, you'd stop at the top of the staircase, look round, so see if anybody were watching you. And of course, you were, because the dance floor were below you and you were on the staircase going up. The Leeds music scene in the early 80s, well, they were a mixture, really. There were a lot of ska. The goth scene was getting popular as well. There were sort of some leftovers from the punk scene. But the New Romantics, there were various clubs you could go to in Leeds, which you'd go there just for that particular music. The popular one on a Friday night was the Warehouse. On a Saturday afternoon, you'd go to the Le Phonographique in the Merrion Centre, which was a strange place because you walked in above ground, then you went underground. I think anyone who went to what we called the Phono would remember that. It was a dark place inside, but I think that sort of added to the ambience of it all. And they're playing all the New Romantic stuff and the alternative stuff. Bars would close at 3 o'clock. They'd have you out, and then you'd go back for the evening session. Also in that area was what used to be Tiffany's, and the part of it was the Bally High, which was a section upstairs of Tiffany's, or Ritz's, that's the last time we're open, but upstairs was the Bally High, and there was a DJ there that just played the music for the New Romantics, i.e. Bowie, Gary Numan, The Mission, Sisters of Mercy, Soft Cell, Visage, Flock of Seagulls, The Cure, all that kind of stuff. And you'd go in there, if you were a Gary Numan fan, it put a section of Newman on for, I'd say, 20 minutes. You'd get up and do your Newman bit. You'd do your Bowie bit when you put that on, then you'd do your Sisters of Mercy, you'd do your Cramps. Other places in Leeds were Scrumpy's, which I think is now the Hi-Fi Club, where Woolworths used to be. The Scrumpy's, that were a Wednesday night, were an alternative night. And you could actually bring your vinyl there and give it to the DJs. Before that, there were the Precinct, which is now Superdrug, and on a Wednesday night they used to have an alternative night, but then that faded off. This is where Scrumpy's came into the front then. I mean, the place you'd meet on a Saturday night for all the New Romantics was the Nautical Wheel, which was opposite the Merrion Hotel. And you'd meet upstairs, and then you'd all split up and go off to your different venues. Another popular venue was the Faversham, which was at the back of the dental hospital. These were places that we sort of went and hung out. You dressed in clothing that was for that New Romantic look, and you felt safe, I suppose. It was like a family, really. You felt part of a group, just like the mods did, just like the ska. We sort of looked after each other, and it was a different style of music, a different look. I'd say the local groups that were around at the time, I mean, there were loads of groups about, synthesizer, drum machine, and you were away, really. And you thought, oh, I'm going to be a star, but it didn't quite work like that. But I suppose when you look at Human League and having 17, the soft sell, you think, oh, they can do it, we can do it. And it didn't quite work like that. But there were bands like Hang the Dancer, with a good Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry, Sinister Cleaners, Silent Ambition, Pulse Beat, Cassandra Complex, Fidei. I mean, these were local bands. Sisters of Mercy, The Mission coming up, obviously Soft Cell. And a lot of these, like Soft Cell, played at the Warehouse start of the 80s before they got the hit. And I think it was a Monday night. They used to have just bands that were coming up but not quite there. Like Depeche Mode played at. There were a few venues about that sort of took on the bands. Places like Joseph's Well. I believe it were the Wellington on Wellington Street used to have bands on as well. And then on a Monday night, there used to be bands on, alternative bands on at the upstairs, downstairs in Armley. Back from the venues for, you know, the bands, there also, where do you get your clothing? Two places in Leeds. There was the X-Claws, which was down by the Calls. And then there was Other Clothes, which I believe was the Empire Arcade, which is now Harvey Nicks. They'd be getting clothes that weren't really available in Leeds. They were coming up from London with these clothes and Other Clothes. You'd get your boots and your shoes well ahead before everyone else. And then that'd be your, like, posing outfit for the weekend sort of thing. And then there were the old Curiosity Shop, which was in the Merrion Market, which is no longer there, but used to go in there and buy jackets and sort of hand stitch and add to them yourselves, really.